Johnny Hero, where great music lives. U105.
Okay, okay, Johnny Hero here on U105. And you know I'm into my football. You know I follow Manchester United for my sins. And you know that I coach a kids' football team. Well, it all gets tied up in one fine bundle here when we speak to legend Gary Pallister. Gary, how you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Brilliant. How's that for an intro? You can copy that, you know.
Oh, fantastic.
So, Gary, listen, I have to talk about United. I mean, your career, you won nearly everything. I think the only thing you didn't win was Champions League.
Thanks for reminding me.
Oh dear, sorry, I didn't realise.
I left in 1998 and they won it in 1999. If one of you stayed there one more year.
Yeah, I know.
Who knows?
But listen, you've got four Premiership titles. You've all kinds of medals you can swing in front of other people. You know that. I mean, it's amazing when you think of some of the great players that have graced the Premiership who never got a title.
Well, it is. I mean, yeah.
Hard luck. They didn't play for didn't play for United. Hard luck.
I was fortunate to get to Manchester United, and just as things started to go well, obviously, Sir Alex had been there 3 years, I think it was, when I arrived in 89, and really that was just the start of the revival of Manchester United, so there were great times to be involved with them.
And of course, you and Bruce were, famous, one of the best defensive partnerships ever to play, really.
It's nice for people to say so. I mean, there's been some great, you know, players, defenders, and over the years, there's a great partnership there after I left with Rio and Nemanja Vidić.
If they can stop getting injured, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, what happened at the weekend again? You know, you get your two centre forwards back, and all of a sudden you think things are starting to look up, and then you go and lose two centre halves before half time in the game against Stoke. So it seems like the football and gods are conspiring against Manchester United at the moment.
Yeah, one thing that always annoyed me, yourself and Steve Bruce, did you ever play as a combination for England?
No, unfortunately, and Steve keeps getting labelled with this, that the best centre-half never to have played for England. He played and played and captained the England B team, but never actually played in the full team. So, no, we never got a chance to play alongside each other, which was a real shame, really, because I think he definitely deserved England captain.
But it all seemed so strange, considering you were so dominant in domestic football that they wouldn't try it at international level.
Yeah, but, I mean, back then there was some... Des Walker was in the team. Mark Wright was still playing. Tony Adams, obviously. So there were some really good centre halves around about at that time, and it was quite difficult getting the squad. Never mind the team.
I suppose so. Well, you've mentioned Man United and the current dilemma. Everybody thought, well, United fans thought, right, at least he signed someone that he had targeted. He's got Rooney back. He's got Van Persie back. Mm. Do you think the result was simply down to those injuries, and then he couldn't get playing the shape that he wanted?
Listen, I don't think we deserve to get beat on Saturday against Stoke. The first goal is just such a wicked deflection when, really Stoke hadn't really threatened. The second goal, the lad's a complete miss kick that falls to Charlie Adam, albeit a great strike from Charlie. There's a little bit of fortune in that as well. We, last 10, 15 minutes, we're getting things cleared off the line, hitting the post, goal scrambles. And, as I say, the football and God seem to be conspiring against us at the moment. But, you get two centre-forwards back and your two centre-halves get injured. So it does affect the balance of play. You may be putting a couple of square pegs in round holes and we maybe didn't get the sort of silky performance we were looking for. But Matt is still finding his feet. Rooney and Van Persie are trying to get the fitness levels up, and only matches can do that. So I still think we'll finish strongly, and I still think we'll get that fourth slot.
Do you think we'll get top four, yeah? Because I know that some United fans are kind of resigning. We'll have to write this season off. There's nothing in it for us, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're not going to win the Premier League title, that's for sure. There's too many good teams up there. There are too many points ahead of us. We're still in the Champions League, which, on paper, looks like we've got a good draw against Olympiacos. Once you get through to the quarterfinals, who knows what can happen. We've seen, lesser teams, who are probably not the best team in the competition, go on and win it over recent years. So I think we will get stronger. If we get stronger in the league, we'll get stronger in the Champions League. And who knows, we could go out and surprise a few people.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. Now, at the moment, I know you do your TV punditry and everything else. So are you still involved with Darlington?
No, unfortunately not. I was there for a year or so under the chairman Raj Singh, but he's, you know, the club went into liquidation and Raj left, so I'm not really involved in Darlington now.
Yeah, and I know you're helping to launch the McDonald's, the Irish FA, the community awards, basically. So yeah. I mean, are you involved in any way with sort of coaching kids, or is it something you keep an eye on?
Yeah, I mean, I go back to my old school. Oh, I did. It's actually just been demolished this year, so I probably won't be going back for a while. But I was certainly doing some stuff there with the kids and the teams there. So it is a bit of a struggle because I have a dodgy old back from my playing days. So it's very hard to. That's why I never took up coaching in the sort of first place. But
yeah,
I mean, I still go down to my old Northern League team, Billingham Town, and watch them and try to be involved in that. So yeah, it's great to still be able to do that.
Can you remember the first coaches that you had as a kid?
Oh,
I'm just trying to remember.
I remember my first coach at junior school at the age of, let me think, what would that be, eight
yeah.
I think. Yeah, a guy called Brian Cross, who's actually just done a book up where I live in Teesside, and talking about how his years as a teacher and what have you. And he actually phoned me to do a piece in his book, so... I mean, there were so many people along the way, not just at school, but you know these grassroots football, these people who go out and give up their spare time to keep these clubs and leagues going. You know, I still see a lot of them people around, and they're still good friends.
I mean, and again, I mean, there are thousands of people just over here that, and I know hundreds of them who do this week in, week out,
yeah.
The training sessions just trying to sort teams out and trying to teach the kids. And I mean, there's no money in it for them. You know, they just,
Yeah, I mean, without these people, there wouldn't be the football at this level. There wouldn't be all these clubs and leagues going on around the country. It's so important that we do recognise them. You know, as you say, that what they do is very selfless. That, you know, they're giving up a lot of their spare time to be able to give enjoyment to these kids in these football clubs. So. It is important that we nominate these people, and you can do that as well at the mcdonalds.co.uk/awards site. So if you know anybody that's fully deserving of one of these awards, please do nominate them.
Yeah. Listen, thanks, Gary, for coming to speak to us. I will let you go, but who's going to win the Premiership?
I don't like to say it, but I can't see anyone other than Manchester City winning it. They look too strong at the moment, and they've got too many goals in them. So, yeah, I think they'll do Chelsea tonight.
Yeah,
be well on the way to
it's a big match, Chelsea tonight. Oh my, Man City supporting colleagues just dancing in front of me here, you know. I'd love Chelsea to do them tonight and for a rot to set in, but I can't see it happening, you know.
No, I'm with you on that, but I can't see it happening. They're too strong.
Okay, listen, Gary, can't thank you enough, mate, for taking the time to speak to us. Good luck, sir. Good luck.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thanks, now. Right, folks, Gary Pallister there, and of course the Irish FA Community Awards with McDonald's have just been launched. No, being launched tomorrow. So the nominations are there. You can go to www.mcdonalds.co.uk/kickstart or irishfa.com Community Awards. So if you know a coach, a club or a volunteer that deserves recognition for their contribution to the beautiful game at grassroots level, then just complete an online nomination form. Football wouldn't exist at any level if it wasn't for the people who put the hours in and put the work in into training kids and coaching kids and dealing with the weather and booking pitches and dealing with referees and dealing with parents and dealing with other coaches. Oh, it could be a nightmare.